This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. As the voice goes away, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, she has been gone from us for a bit, and things are different now. But joining us again after, a really rough time down in Aruba is the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. How you doing?
Well, I still made the best of it.
You did make the best of it, but let's explain why you had to make the best of it. You got shot.
Well, shot.
You caught a ricochet.
I caught a ricochet to the ankle.
Yeah.
And now I'm on crutches, and I meet with a surgeon next week to see whether or not it requires surgery. I don't know yet, so I don't really know a whole lot right now. All I know is I can't put any weight on it at all. So that's not fun for a movement coach. But I have been stage planning with my knee scooter, making my coffee in the morning and all that good stuff.
Your knee scooter.
Yes. Pixie built it for me.
Well, I find a knee scooter is actually a pretty good idea compared to a pair of crutches.
Well, what I found is with the crutches, I couldn't crutch and also be carrying my coffee, so I would have to make my coffee and stand there and drink it, and when I was done, then I could move. So she assembled a knee scooter for me, and it's smooth enough that I can actually scoot around with my coffee or even sit on it. The knee scooter can also be a chair, so that's pretty cool. She also fashioned a little basket for me because I can't carry things very well while also scooting around the house.
Right.
So I can just throw things in the little basket she made.
Well, you gotta have your standards, Keita.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing, though. And I often wonder, because you're young, and when I was your age, I was crazy. Okay? So I often wonder if sometimes that you might have a little bit of that going on with you, and it's perfectly okay because that's an indicator of youth. When you go to places like Aruba, which I know that used to be like, I'm going to Aruba, and everybody's like, oh, you're going to Aruba? Will you bring me back a keychain? You know, just anything. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, the cartels do these incursions into these tourist areas from time to time. Does that not worry you a little bit?
Well, usually when I go to other countries, I stay with a host family. I am usually flying in with a firearm. So in a lot of countries, I actually get met at the airport where they take my firearm. Sometimes they'll even board the plane and escort me off of the plane, past customs, and then we go do our firearm stuff that we have to do. So in this case, it was after I got off the plane, we went right past baggage and went straight to the firearm stuff. So then from there, I get picked up by a host family at the airport. So they're locals and they know what to stay away from, where the safe places are and all that. I think it's really important to stay with locals, not only to get a feel for the real culture and see what it's really all about, but also because they live there and they're still alive, so they probably know something about where to go and where not to go.
Yeah, well, that would be a clear-cut indicator to me as well. I just, when I was crazy, I didn't worry about anywhere I went. I just go.
Well, I even brought Pixie with me on this trip, and she just turned 14, and it was totally fine. There was nothing unsafe. Of course, we didn't go out at night. Now they have a curfew at 10 p.m. that's in place because of the Delta variant. So there wasn't really even a whole lot of nightlife or anything.
Right.
Not that that's really my thing anyway.
No, you know, I've often meant to ask you about that because, like, when they used to have these shows that we used to go to, like SHOT Show and mm-hmm. the NRA shows and everything, which Keita and I were gonna be roomies earlier this. I mean, we're supposed to be roomies right now.
Yeah, but, that's this weekend.
That's canceled
due to Corona.
You were going to arrive. We were both going to arrive tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh well, there'll
and
be
so
another
was
day.
60.
There'll be another day, and Fernando. And maybe Steve.
Yeah.
But anyway. Anyway.
You've called it. He knew. Before it even started, he's like, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, Steve's got inside info that he doesn't. He lets it out in dribs and drabs.
Mm, he does.
He lets it out in dribs and drabs. But I've never heard of you going out and doing the crazy nightlife stuff that people seem to do. Like the first day of SHOT Show, everybody's at SHOT Show. They're all there at the opening of SHOT Show. On day two, some people don't show up till about 1 p.m. because they've been out all night.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't go to clubs or anything like that. My focus is on the shooting and the firearms, and seeing my friends from all over the world all in one place is
right.
Pretty awesome.
It is sort of a blast. I'm to be honest with you, I'm sort of wondering about SHOT Show.
Yeah.
Because they are, they're doing the, they refer to them as the vaccine passport.
The vaccine passport?
You have to show proof of inoculation or vaccination in order to get into places.
Oh, vaccine.
Yeah.
I thought you said vaccine. Okay,
no, that makes more sense.
No.
And, I mean, like right now, you know, the Raiders moved to Las Vegas and they built that big stadium.
Yeah.
And they're hitting the people going to the Las Vegas Raiders games on that every time they have a game. No mercy, no nothing. And they make more money off of one Las Vegas Raiders game in Las Vegas than they do off of three SHOT Shows.
I've gotten vaccines my entire life. From the time I was little up through adulthood, I chose to get the vaccines because they do work.
You were in the Army.
Yeah, I had
you
to get
a lot of vaccines,
so
didn't you?
I am by no means an anti-vaccine person, but I feel like forcing a vaccine isn't the right answer.
No, I think you put the vaccine out there, and if people want to get it, they get it, and if people don't want to get it, they don't get it. And I mean,
herd immunity.
Yeah, and I mean, the vaccine doesn't mean you don't get it. The vaccine just means you have another level of protection. But we'll talk about that and some other stuff as we come up. Headed into the first break, if you would, tell everybody how to find you and the book.
Well, my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon, but if you would like a personalized copy, I have some at my house. I'll mail it to you. I will write all over it for you, maybe mean things, maybe nice things. Email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, same place to set up a class. Find me on Instagram, Keita Buffy, Facebook, 180firearmstraining.
She's got the best scooter out there right now today. There's the best roller zipper around her. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
That's Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Now, she did not go down to Aruba to catch a ricochet. What did you go down to Aruba to do?
To compete in an international competition for the U.S. team. So I actually got injured about a little before halfway through the match. It was a 10-stage match, and I think I was on stage 4 or 5 when I got injured. So I spent the rest of the match hopping on 1 foot and stabilizing myself with a wall section and shooting. And I ended up getting a trophy for production second lady.
That doesn't surprise me. I just don't see you as a quitter or something. What was the competition like? I mean, as far as people competing against you, were they worthy of being on the same range as you or what?
Yeah, I think they were from 9 different countries. The U.S. team was pretty good competitors. We had ladies from all over the world. It was a legit match. It was very well put together. The stages were very challenging, movement-wise, which I was super excited about until after I got hurt. We had a sort of a giant teeter-totter, but like the size of a hallway. So it was very long, fairly wide, and you run up the first part, you get to the pivot point. Before you start tipping it, you engage a couple of targets. Then after it tips, you run down the other side and engage more targets after you get off. Well, I did that a little bit differently, and I think I'm the only one who did this. I ran up to the pivot point and engaged the targets you could see there. And as it was pivoting downward, I shot a target on the move and then another target to the left while I was running down. So on the move, meaning vertically as the teeter-totter was coming down, I shot a target. And then once it impacted, I was able to start running and shot a target on the move.
Right. So with the... If you had not been hurt, with this range, with this range
that
setup,
was
you sound...
prior to the injury.
Well, what I was about to say is prior to the injury, where you said you were enjoying the movement and everything. Was this an average range for you? Was this a more imaginative range for you? Was this the kind of range you're like, oh, all right, they're getting it. This is cool.
It was pretty cool. So the match director was actually from Ecuador, and he has set up a lot of international IPSC matches, and he does a very good job of making really different, interesting stages. But I really liked the obstacles that we had to run through. That's really my thing. Usually, IPSC tries to make stages difficult just by making targets smaller or harder to find and things like that. But I really liked the teeter-totter obstacle, and then
yeah,
they place steel inside of a tire, hidden in a way inside the tire that you could only shoot a couple at a time from, you couldn't see them all at once. There was another one with a suspended bridge. It was hanging from chains. So as you're moving across it, of course, the bridge is wiggling all over the place. Now that was my last stage of the match. That was tough. I had to do that on 1 foot, which was quite difficult, and I was in so much pain by that point that when I got to the end of the bridge, I was supposed to step down and then engage a target, but I was in so much pain that it took me so long to step down, and I knew how long it was going to take me, that rather than just stepping down and engaging the target, I was holding onto the railing with my left hand to lower myself, taking my time getting down. But during that time, I was engaging targets with my right hand.
Right. And you, yeah,
so
I'm going to presume that you were still under the same rules as everybody else that had not taken
yes.
a ricochet.
Yes. Well, also, on that particular stage, they had a target hidden behind a stack of tires. And they said, if you're too short to see the target, then we'll remove a tire for you, or two tires, depending on your height. Well, I'm 5'8", so they asked, how tall are you? And I said, 5'8". But, of course, I can't stand up on my toes. I kind of hunched over, and I couldn't see the target at all.
Right. They
but
gave you that allowance?
Based on your charted height, which for me is 5'8", so that's my height. So I didn't get any tires removed because I was considered to be tall enough. So what I did was I lifted the gun up sort of over my head a little bit and aimed it downward where I was guessing the target was, hoping I would hit it. Because I couldn't, most people had to go up on their toes, but obviously that wasn't happening for me. So I did the best I could with what I had, and there were some stages where I would hop on one foot and just hang on to the wall and brace myself before I shot so that I wouldn't do anything unsafe.
Yeah, we're going to
talk about
that.
There was one stage where there were no walls to hang on to. So I shot everything that I could see, and then I just kind of stopped because I couldn't get to the other side to see any more targets.
Well, we're going to talk about that because I'm very curious about one thing that I don't know if this illustrates it or not, but we'll talk about that in the next segment. How did you place?
I believe I was in like the top third overall.
Despite having a bullet wound, essentially.
Right.
A fresh one. That's pretty good.
Well, a ricochet, yeah.
Yeah.
My boots were pretty protective, but, yeah, I can't walk.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Please tell everybody how they can find you.
You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or to set up a class near you, which I have a show pony for, to do my demos for me, and I do the classroom portion now until I heal. Still very good demonstrators. On Instagram, I'm Keita Bussey. Facebook, 180 Firearms Training.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Louisiana meeting with officials to discuss damage done by Hurricane Ida. The president says through his infrastructure plans, massive damage can be prevented.
We have a significant piece of legislation, both infrastructure bill and a budget thing, a reconciliation bill, that calls for significant investment in being able to deal with what is about to come.
Americans are working fewer hours or not working at all due to the Delta variant surge. The Labor Department saying 5.6 million people were unable to work last month because of pandemic-related business closings. Government figures also show the economy added only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. This is USA Radio News. The State Department is attempting to reunite several children who were separated from their parents during the chaos of the evacuation flights out of Kabul, Afghanistan.
Some were voluntarily given even to strangers by their Afghan parents, who at any cost wanted their children to live in freedom away from the Taliban. State Department spokesman Ned Price says they're trying to do all they can to reunite the children with their families.
As soon as a minor child is identified as being without any trusted adult, we immediately begin working to reunite these identified minors with their families and with their loved ones.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A British-born member of the so-called terrorist group ISIS Beatles is facing life in prison. He pleaded guilty to terrorism charges, including the murders of four Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey and the weaponized woman. She just came back from Aruba. I've got a question for you. So when you took the Ricochet and you agreed to continue to compete, does that mean that they make no allowances at all? Is this the same thing as if you got out there and turned your ankle or twisted your knee or something, as far as these rules are concerned?
Yes. So if you enter the match and you have adaptive equipment, then that's okay. But I hadn't seen a doctor. I didn't even have crutches yet. I obviously didn't have my awesome knee scooter, so I couldn't use any of those things. So, I mean, even if I had my knee scooter and I could move, using that would be a hindrance to my movement, obviously. So they would allow me to use it. But I didn't have anything to use. In fact, they didn't even have an ACE wrap. They had EMTs on the range, but it's Aruba, so they don't have the kind of supplies that we have in the U.S. readily available, especially with everything having been shut down for COVID. It's been hard for them to get all the things that they're used to being able to get.
Have you ever competed hurt before?
Well, I have competed injured, but I've never injured myself while competing. Usually it's doing something done, like going to the trampoline park.
You've been to a lot of matches. You ever seen somebody catch a ricochet and keep going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
There was a guy who kind of ricocheted the chest, and it just nicked his aorta. I don't think he kept going, though. I think he had to go to the hospital and get that fixed and sorted out. But, yeah, I've seen people get hit with ricochets that went under the skin, and they had to get surgery later on, and they finished the match.
That just seems to me... I don't guess they can do that. I guess they have to did everybody know you had been nicked?
Yeah. I mean, the word got out pretty quick. Especially
sure.
When you see the movement coach hobbling around on one leg.
That would be that. See, now, here comes the next question, because you're... Which one of these disciplines would you consider your day job, the movement coach or the competitor?
The movement coach.
Yeah.
I get paid to compete. I get paid to teach.
So I guess my question is that actually, was that the smartest thing for you to do, to keep on going? Did you get diagnosed and told you can keep on going, or what led you to that decision?
I was seen by 3 doctors on site. And 2 EMTs, and they all said that I should be fine to keep on going. It was probably just a stretched muscle. Obviously, it was a little more than that. But
and,
I was like, okay, suck it up, buttercup, let's go.
And this penetrated where? Where did it hit you?
In my ankle, my left ankle.
And what did it affect under the skin, though?
My Achilles and my posterior tibialis tendon.
You know, the Achilles is such a vital place that they make jokes about that. That was part of Caddyshack, where Bill Murray's talking about, I could just cut him on his Achilles, and, you know, then he's got no support, he falls right over. So
yeah, that comes from Greek mythology.
Yeah, the Achilles heel. So.
Mm-hmm. Somebody found my Achilles heel. I don't know who it was, but I was ready to shoot back.
And when it happened, you
can see in the video, I stop and I go, ouch! And then I look around like, who done it?
Yeah, well,
I have a gun too.
Were you running through a stage or were you just standing around? Yeah.
No, I was running through a stage when it happened, and I just stopped, said ow, looked around for who done it, didn't see anyone, and kept on shooting.
So, there were 2 people running through stages at the same time?
There were 10 people running through a stage at the same time. But it was in different bays. So, it was a ricochet from another bay that hit a rock. It just changed the trajectory of the bullet to the direction of my ankle instead of the berm.
Ah. You make it sound so clinical. I caught a ricochet one time in the right under my, on the cheekbone, right underneath my left eye.
Oh,
it did break the skin.
I got one under my right eye.
It did break the skin a little bit. I did have a little spot of blood show up. It was on a target that I was shooting at dead on. It came straight back at me, which I did not think ricochets did that, but it did that day. So now
well,
I don't think.
Was it steel?
Yeah.
It was probably the angle of the steel. So if the steel is it's supposed to be, I believe it's a 10-degree tilt to ensure that the shrapnel goes in the right direction. Otherwise, it comes right back at you if it's the wrong angle.
This was at a right angle to us. I'll have to tell my
boy
that.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's dangerous.
Anyway, I was just curious about that because I'm not a competitor. And I guess you probably did it because you had traveled to Aruba, which you live in Wisconsin, so that's not the easiest thing to do. You did it under probably really bad conditions. You get there, you're going to compete one way or the other.
Yes. I had to jump through so many hoops to get my daughter and me and my gun there that I was not going to not finish. I finished what I start.
I got you. I understand.
If it was the death of me, I was going to finish that match. Maybe that's my angry youth talking, but that's where my head was at.
Well, now, see, now you're going crazy. Now you're showing the crazy. That's cool. That's fine. I understand it. Hey, that's fine. I just,
A sane person probably would have stopped, but I don't quit.
Have you told Steve?
Yeah.
You'll have to tell me when we come back what Steve had to say about that. If we can say it on the air. If we can say it on the air, I'd love to know what Steve had to say about that.
We had a cigar cheers. So while I was there, after I injured myself, I decided to get a couple of Cuban cigars. So we had a online or a internet cigar cheers.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that. I'm curious as to how that goes too. Tell everybody how to find you.
You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Instagram is Keita Bussey. Facebook 180firearmstraining.
And you can get a book personally signed by her, and it'll say, "I like you better than Bill," in most cases. I don't know if that's 100% now. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, and I wanted to ask you a question about this. Now, you did some stuff with Mike Glover, yeah?
Yes.
So, when you do stuff with Mike Glover, and Mike Glover, most people would look at the, like, your weapon of choice for a competition is the CZ Shadow 2.
Yeah.
So when you train in a quote-unquote tactical light, do you shift to another, a different gun for that, or do you use the CZ Shadow 2?
Well, I'm mostly cooking movement, so I'm not doing a whole lot of shooting. But if I did, I would probably want something with an optic or a laser if it's nighttime, like an infrared laser for night vision.
Right.
Yeah, I would definitely modify things a little bit for that.
Any idea what you would modify it to?
I'm not sure yet. I guess I haven't gotten that deep into the shooting part as opposed to the moving part.
Well, I know, like, for example, Mike Glover just moved from Glock 19 to a CZ, not a CZ, but a SIG P320, yeah?
Yeah, those are okay.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you have a, which I know you carry a SIG P365, which is also a striker-fired
gun.
That's
not going to work for,
yeah,
like, an operator going, getting called up is not going to be carrying a SIG P365.
Listen,
that's just for personal civilian defense for me.
Listen, when people say that about the P365, they get in all kinds of trouble. I know. It's I did a video saying that that was one gun that I'm just not going to carry, mainly because it just doesn't work for my hands.
Right.
My hands are messed up. because it doesn't work for my hands, I'm not going to carry it. And you would have thought, my average approval rate on a YouTube video is between 94 and 97%. On my SIG P365 video, where the title is SIG P365, Not a Gun I Will Carry, approval rate 66.3%. I have more. My dislike ratio went through the roof on that one. And it's like I was attacking people. So watch what you say, Keita. Well, you probably get away with it, though.
Well, the thing is,
plus you probably know everybody that didn't like the video.
They like you. That's just not what operators carry into combat. I mean, you're armed to the teeth. You're not trying to conceal anything.
Silence occurs while I'm talking to somebody. Did we lose Keita?
Oh. Hello? Hello?
Are you there now?
I'm here. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, I don't know what happened. I'm here. I've been here the whole time. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. You couldn't hear me. I just said it's just not what operators carry into combat. They're armed to the teeth. They're not trying to conceal anything.
Right. So do you have an idea of what you might carry in that particular predicament?
I won't speak to that until I have more experience working with guys like Mike.
I'm going to be doing an experiment this coming weekend if I can get to the range and I have reasons why it may not work out. You know what those are. And but I have 4 striker fired guns. And I'm being told that they could hear you and me at the same time. I just couldn't hear you. Live radio gremlin. So you were still talking. I couldn't hear you though. But I'm going to be taken out to test 2 guns I've never shot before. A FN 509.
I mean, FNs are good.
A Walther PDP.
Okay.
And then a Glock 19 Gen 5 with a Timney trigger in it, and some excess big dot sights on it, and a CZP 10C. With some excess big dot sights on it and an Overwatch trigger in it.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'm gonna be trying these because I'm trying to figure out this Glock thing because I've had some people watching me shoot with Glocks that are much more technical about it than I am from the USPSA. I had a USPSA grandmaster reach out to me and tell me what I was doing wrong. And he
who was that?
Tony Wong, do you know that name?
I do.
Yep, he watched the video and said, you have an ulnar deviation instead of a radial deviation. I was like, solves everything.
The outside of your arm is rotated rather than the inside of your arm.
Yeah. He told me all about that, and he told me how to grip the Glock a little bit better because he competes, and in all the matches he's won, he competed with a Glock 26. Which is just about the shortest, stubbiest grip that I know of that anybody can grip, and he's out there running it and competing and becoming a USPSA grandmaster. But I'm going to be trying that.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that he took the time to comment. Most grandmasters wouldn't do that.
He came on the show. Came on the show.
He did.
He talked about it. So anyway. I'm looking for that because, most of these guys, although I also, I do like a hammer-fired single-action pistol an awful lot. And I've got a Chambers custom pistol with an optic on it that's just a tack driver, and it's fast, and it's accurate, and it's reliable. But just because all of these other guys seem to be moving towards a striker-fired gun, and I know all the reasons why and everything for it, I'm gonna try to find one that I really, really like and build a little bit of a kit for it. The only problem is that the one gun that I think I would probably really like, the Walther PDP, there's a worldwide magazine shortage for it because their magazines were being made by Mechgar, which is, out in Italy, and they're in the middle of a gigantic shortage on that one, so... If I can't get spares on that one, it'll probably have to go temporarily at the very least. But So would you go with a striker-fired gun?
I'd probably still stick with something like the CZ. It's just what I'm comfortable with. It carries plenty of rounds. You can always mount an optic to it. I kind of like that. But, again, I'd have to have more experience actually doing it, switching between primary and secondary in a simulated combat scenario to really make a decision.
Do you like a you like a big full-size gun?
Yes.
CZP09, look at that one. It functions as far
nice.
As the... Yeah, it's... Or the P07, which is... It's not as good as your Shadow 2, but it's pretty doggone good. But I'll be interested to see how that works out and what you end up choosing. But
The Berettas are getting pretty nice now again. They kind of fell off the face of the earth for a while.
Yeah.
When all these other guns were coming out, but now I'm kind of thinking they're looking pretty good with their new drop-in triggers too. You can even take an older Beretta and buy a drop-in trigger for it.
Right.
And just switch out the trigger, and it's so crisp and smooth and accurate. Those old Beretta triggers are super heavy and clunky. And once you change out that trigger, it can make any Beretta really nice.
I was shocked at the FN 509, how crisp that trigger is.
Digny shoots those.
Completely blown away by that. But I'm running out of time, so thank you for joining me tonight.
All right.
And I'll be in
touch.
Thanks
for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Take care.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I got one of his guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.